We're now in the year 2057, a utopia of transport for everybody. We are at a stage where you can tell from what you're standing on, the feel of the bus stop, everything around you, what sort of bus that's coming and where that bus is going to and where it's come from.
It's fantastic now, you know, because I don't have to rely on other people.
I don't have to worry now that I'm going to be at the wrong bus stop and getting on the wrong bus. I can now find the bus stop using my feet to feel the tactile paving underneath, which identifies different bus stops.
The bus stop that I'm standing on is a gravel surface, so I will get off the bus where it's gravel, and that's where I will get back on it to go back to my destination.
So I've learnt the one which is mine. I like the rubber feeling as opposed to the bobbly paving, which is actually a different bus route, but I know that's the wrong one for me. The same texture is up the side of the bus stop, so as well as using my feet, I can also use my hands just to double check. That's made it so much easier.
Hiya, number 20.
Now we've got level access buses. We can walk straight onto them without having to worry about going up and down steps and stairs and possibly falling off the edge of the pavement.
We're walking along the street and our bus comes along. We're standing in the right place on the gravel surface, and it's as if you're just walking along the street and getting on a bus.
The long distance coaches run by Stagecoach are all level access and abide by the Equal Access Disability Discrimination Act. People in wheelchairs or walking stick or visually impaired.
People with buggies, indeed people carrying shopping.
They can walk and find their way onto the bus more easily.
So changes that have been made for us actually help a lot of the rest of the travelling public too.
It's so easy compared to what it was 50 years ago.